Hello and welcome to another Daily Dose. Today is December 18th, 2021. That intro is by French Kiwi Juice and Masego. The very interesting thing, or I don't know, the kind of sort of funny thing that happened was, I remember one time I was hanging out with this guy and we were talking about music and, you know, what to play next, and I was like, do you like French Kiwi Juice? And he was like, how is that different than American Kiwi Juice? And I just LOL'd, or pretended to LOL, and moved on from the topic. So today is Saturday, December 18th, and I am back in New York City. My bi-weekly trips to the city have now become weekly, and there is a good reason for this week's trip. I forgot my laptop in my hotel last week, and here's the thing though, like, I am really glad that I didn't sell my MacBook Air, because that was what I was using this last week. And not only that, but I think that there is some merit in having two computers, one for heavier stuff and one for lighter stuff. So for instance, like, the MacBook Air for me is probably like a is closer to like a iPad for other people. The idea of an iPad is just retarded to me, but I guess I'm using a MacBook Air for lighter stuff the way that some people may use for an iPad. Anyway, what did I do today? So I literally took the earliest bus, Jitney as they like to call it, Hampton Jitney, this morning at 5:50 a.m. Jumped in that Jitney at 5:50 a.m. from Sag Harbor, arrived in the city like not even at 8 a.m., which was cool. It's really cool to, like, be at a place before 8. I feel like before 8, you are, like, an OG, you know? Like, you were there before anyone else, but even though that doesn't even make sense. But, you know, like, the illogicalness. I'm here at the Jitney stop, and I got out, and I started to explore the city a little bit. I walked past, like, three huge lines, and I was like, ? And all those three lines were made of people who are getting their booster shot or vaccination shot, and it's mind-blowing. The city people are really onto something. And for breakfast, I went to a place called Friedman's, or is it Frederick's? I don't know exactly. I think it's Friedman's. It's a breakfast place. It's not exactly a chain, but they do have a bunch of these restaurants in New York City, in New York City alone. So it kind of is, it's more like a franchise, I guess you want to say, if you want to use a fancier word. And I paid like, I don't know, like $30 for an orange juice and eggs. And I'm not complaining. I simply, and I didn't complain. I simply, you know, excuse myself during like the breakfast. I went to breakfast by myself, and I went next door to Dunkin' Donuts, got like two donuts and the garlic bread thing, came back and then like ate that too, because I'm not gonna pay $60 for breakfast. And here's the thing, I would though, if it was like crab meat and lobster or something else, or if I was like, you know, sitting in a room that was extremely special or unique. It just didn't make sense that I was sitting in a normal diner for this kind of food. That it did not make sense to me. What good that did come out of this breakfast situation was the fact that I was seated next to two very genuine, kind, fun, interesting, warm-hearted, easygoing, friendly people. They were Amy and Nick. No, not the main characters of that movie. What's that movie? You know, that Gone Girl. It's not that movie. But those are their names. And they were so cool because, I don't know, I just asked them a question about a comedy bit. And, you know, I am here for comedy. And they were so open to, like, reciprocating and giving feedback. And they even watched, like, a very exclusive sneak peek of the WOC Winners Only Club content, and they were like laughing out loud, and I don't know if they were doing it to be nice or they actually thought it was funny, but I think they actually thought it was funny. And and this is where it really touched my heart. We exchanged, you know, I'm a sentimental AF person, and we didn't exchange phone number, and I like that. We exchanged emails, and I'm gonna email them like in a day or two, and I told them that, like, hey, if I don't talk too much, because it's like, don't take it like I don't like you. I like you guys a lot. It's just that I'm really freaking awkward. And they were like, oh, lol, haha, that's perfect for comedians. I was like, oh, haha, maybe it is. Anyway, that's a wrap for today's videos, and I can't wait to get some reviews again tomorrow. Bye.